I actually graduated here in 2001, and Catalina was a couple years older than me.
Una gran hija.
She was buena a really hija. Great daughter, my aunt says.
And muy trabajadora.
Very hardworking.
Y muy estudiosa.
Very studious. She actually transferred over from DVC, and when we came to St. Mary's, she was always involved in BWA, which was called Battered Women's Alternative. Mm-hmm. And I think they changed it to STAND, and she was always mm-hmm. helping victims of domestic violence. She was a victim herself, so she wanted basically to make sure that people didn't go through that also. So she had a really great heart. Mm-hmm. Had a really great heart, was always late, I will tell you that. She was never on time, que siempre llegaba tarde a todos los lugares. And now we know why, because she was always taking everybody all over the
Porque
place.
Quería darles a todas.
She wanted to give everybody a little piece
quería
of her heart.
Tenerlas todas contentas.
She wanted to make everybody happy. And what ended up happening is she came here to St. Mary's, majored in women's studies. But while she was working, she basically had her two kids. She was going to DVC, taking Jamie around still. And she was actually cutting hair. She was working at the salon in Martinez. In 2008, she was actually cutting hair. And I think it was a wedding party. It was like a bridal party that was there. And what ended up happening is the owner of the shop, her husband was having some issues with his wife. So he basically went to the shop trying to find his wife so he could kill her. And what ended up happening is when he got there, all the women ran out through the back. Some were hiding in the bathroom. And what ended up happening is he was looking for his wife to kill her. So he opened up the bathroom door and there was like some women in there and he didn't see his wife. And he basically went to the back of the apartments where all these women ran. He went up the stairs and he opened up the door to one of the apartments and he shot her point blank. And she died instantly. It was two bullets, I think, if I'm not mistaken. So I found out within an hour because I got a call from one of my good friends and she told me, she's like, hey, you need to get over here. Something happened. I'm like, what happened? And they didn't want to tell me over the phone because I live in the Central Valley. I live by the Manteca Modesto area. So we rushed over here and we found out that my cousin had passed away. And also along with that, there was also a police officer that was killed in that. And the man actually had died also, the man that had the gun. So my aunt, as you can see, it was really hard for her. And I mean, not to mention like a couple months after, she also lost a son to domestic violence. But yeah, it's one of those things that people don't really realize how strong it'll impact you until it hits home. No matter how much time goes by, you're always hearing about it in the news. You're hearing about domestic violence. You're hearing about the changes that are occurring. You know how the laws are changing where if something happens, you know, the guy can go to jail or the woman or whatever. But no matter what happens, it's all around us. Even though we try to put a Band-Aid on it, even though we try to cover it up a lot of times, and a lot of people don't realize, I mean, like I would have never realized that it would have occurred with our family, you know, the domestic violence. But just because you feel that, oh, well, it doesn't affect me whatsoever, it's somebody else's. Well, that's what we thought too. We thought it would never affect us at all. But my cousin was a victim because of somebody else had problems. So I'm just saying that one of the things that I think that we could all do is just be there for people. I know deep down in my heart that this was not the way she should have gone. This isn't a life for anybody. Nobody should have to live through this. But I realized that because of what she did, she saved somebody's life. Not only that, but when she actually basically got shot, she was in front of a person. She actually got in front. Ella tapó a la señora Datia cuando estaba en el departamento. She actually got in front of a person, and that's when she got shot. So she actually saved the life of two people that day. So I think she's my hero, and she'll always be my hero. One of the things I realize is she would be involved with all this stuff, and I would always, like every guy, I would say Battered Women's Alternative was the B word with women with attitude. That's what I would always tell her. I'm like, and I would always joke around with her, and she would always tell me, it's not a joke. She's like, you don't understand how bad it is until you're involved in it. But after this happened, it made me realize that domestic violence is all around us. There's a lot of signs. There's a lot of things that we basically, when we're involved in a relationship, we're like, oh, that's, you know, that person cares about me. He just pushed me. He did this. He did that. That's how it starts. Catalina was always there for everybody. And what her legacy will be is She stood up for what she believed in. And for that, she paid a price. It doesn't matter how much time has gone by. I always think that she's going to call me and she's going to say, hey, come on over. Hey, come visit me. And I know that I'm never going to receive that phone call. And my aunt, even though she's in pain, and I know sometimes she tries to cover it up, she always thinks, she's like, I know my daughter's going to come home. You know, I'm always waiting for her to come home. And that's one of the things that I will say is that if you know somebody that is involved with domestic violence, be there for them. Because you never know. You never know. I regretted so much not being there for her the last couple months. And when I found out about what happened, I was guilty for the longest time, because I was like, maybe if I would have called her, maybe I would have done this. But there's times where you can't stop it until, you know, you just have to recognize the steps. A lot of times, you know, when somebody's telling you, hey, I have issues, hey, this is what's going on, don't blow them off. I mean, and that's one of the things that I would do. I would just kind of like blow it off. I was like, it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. So I think the first thing I would suggest is listen to somebody, because the warning signs are there. Just listen to somebody. Just be there for them. And be sure that if you're willing to take that step, help them take that step also.